Jesus turned the water into wine. Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess. A little wine for thy stomach's sake. These are some of the verses that people try to use to justify alcohol consumption. But what people fail to realize is that the word wine in the Bible is used interchangeably to describe both alcohol and non-alcoholic beverages. For example, Isaiah 65 verse 8 talks about the new wine that is found in the cluster of a grape, referring to juice. So how do we know that when the Bible permits the consumption of wine, that it's only referring to that which is non-alcoholic? Well, because of the fact that the Bible also clearly condemns the consumption of alcohol in large or small doses. For example, in Proverbs 23 verse 31, the Bible says, "Look not thou upon the wine when it is red, when it giveth this color in the cup, when it moveth itself aright," referring to the fermentation process. So if the Bible tells us not to look upon it, how much less should we drink it? The Bible also paints alcohol in the negative light and describes it as a tool in the hand of wicked people to take advantage of the innocent, according to Habakkuk 2:15. Full sermon about alcohol in the description.